Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Table for one, anyone? For some people, solo dining is the ultimate indulgence, while for others, the idea of sitting alone in a restaurant is just weird. According to the CSO, 43% of people over 15 are single, so shouldn't eating out be more common in that case? On the line from Connemara is Margaret Leahy, who runs Irish Artisan Food Tours, and joining me in studio is FM104's Thomas Cross, better known, of course, as Crossy. And both, I am told, are solo diners, but from very different perspectives. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Morning, Philip.
And Margaret, why did you start solo dining?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, going back over the years, I would have ended up solo dining if you were away on business or something. But I really started about 10 years ago. My husband passed away 13 years ago. And after a few years of either not going out or going out with friends, I decided I had a choice of either staying at home and wondering if somebody wanted to go or just going. I love eating out, and I didn't see why going out on my own should stop me, so I just started going.
Okay, big brave decision, but I would imagine the first time you did it, it must have been a bit daunting.
It wasn't great, I have to say. Walking in is difficult the first time, and even the first few times, you say, and invariably you'll say, you know, table for one, and very often you'll be like, only one, or, you know, they kind of look at you. I'm often tempted to say, well, no, do you see someone that I don't see?
Maitre d's and waiters can be terrible about this. The thing that I most hate when you're dining by yourself is if the table has been set for two, the big elaborate whipping off of the cutlery in the second place and the placemat with these flourishes designed to draw attention to them and highlight your loneliness all by yourself. It's so unfair.
I've often wondered, actually, if they do that because they think you look like you got stood up, if they don't, actually.
Okay, there might be a bit of consideration, but still, you know, it could be done a little bit more quietly,
absolutely.
I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were those first few meals like and how did you get over it?
Well, I think the first couple were quite difficult. And I also learned quite quickly that, unfortunately, some restaurants, including Ireland, don't take bookings for one. And also that sometimes they sit you at the worst table, as in beside the toilet. So I had to learn to kind of say, well, actually, no, I'd rather that table over there. Thank you very much. But, you know, once you get used to it, it's actually great fun. And once you get over the kind of idea of almost wanting to shrink into your table because everybody else obviously is having a great time and they're either thinking you're the sad one over in the corner or whatever, you just start to enjoy it. And, you know, you can people watch, which is fantastic. And, you know, you can see the couple who obviously haven't spoken to each other in about 10 years or, you know, whatever. And once you get past the first initial few, I think it's great. But it is difficult to get going, okay. I have to say.
But when you get up and running, it's a different thing. Now, Crossy, yes, obviously you're no crack whatsoever. I can see why you end up dining by yourself. Why did you start doing this?
So when I was about 25, all my friends were dating somebody or they all had close friends. You know, the friends that you have that go away on holidays together or go for big meals. My friends never really did that. You know, we met each other for pints, maybe a football match, and that was really it. And I was like, well, I kind of want to go to the restaurant. And for ages, I was that person who was terrified of it. I was like, people are going to think you're a weird, like the waiter will walk in and go, look at this weirdo on his own. And I just decided one day, I'm going to write a list of restaurants in Dublin from, really cheap ones to really expensive ones. And I'm going to work my way through it on my own. And it is one of the nicest things you can do. Go in, you can go on your phone if you want, you can have that extra glass of wine if you want, you can get three sides instead of two sides. And it is a thing, I think a lot of people don't have that confidence. I think we're in a world now where if you go on your phone, you want to watch a video for 15 seconds, you won't watch it for 30 seconds. We're worried about what people think of us all the time. You know, why it's a crazy thing when you walk into a restaurant and you're going, I wonder what other people will think, that you don't even know. Like, I find that you don't even know these people and you're terrified that they're going to look at you like you're a weirdo. And I have been there. Now I'm like Kim Cattrall walking in, Samantha Jones. I'm like, I want that table over there. And Margaret, you're right. They'll put you over by the toilet. They'll put you over by the bin or over by the kids' table.
Nobody puts Crossy in the corner. on the issue of phones, though, I think you can look like Norman Nomate sitting there on your phones. But if you bring a book or if you bring a magazine with you, Margaret, you look cool, don't you?
I'm a big fan of bringing a book, actually. I think it's, I've had occasions when bringing a book has started conversations with tables either side of me. You know,
course,
what are you reading? And a whole conversation takes off. I think it's slightly, for me, I think it's slightly friendlier or more open having a book. You can also kind of look up under your eyes and watch what's going on easier. But I think people are less inclined to interrupt you, even, you know, whether it's the staff in the restaurant or whatever, if you're in a, if you're using your phone. So I always bring a book, yeah.
But you also look, don't you, Crossy, like you have made a conscious decision to be here. Don't dare judge me, people.
There's a lot of comfort in it. I actually think I'm the person who would have my phone out. See, I'll be taking photographs of my food. I'll be taking I know I'm one of them. But, you know, just to kind of show...
You are the worst. But literally the worst.
See, my other half hates the fact that when we go to restaurants, I take videos or photographs of food. So we have this thing where I go maybe once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks on my own to a restaurant and enjoy the food, enjoy the steak, get that phone out and make it look like you're living your best life.
My condolences to your partner. I'm on his side. And you raise another interesting one there, though, Crossy. Glass of wine or bottle of wine? Margaret.
Oh, bottle.
Really? I mean, no holding back.
I think it depends on the restaurant. I mean, if it has a good wine list, absolutely. And sometimes I'll go all out and have the pairing option, you know. And very often, again, you know, if you don't drink the whole bottle of wine, which is quite a lot of wine, you can bring it home with you. Most places can let you bring it home, and then you go home and you have a nice glass that evening.
You know, you actually remind me of another time that I found myself eating alone, and the waiter put her hand over the top half of the first page of the menu and says, "You don't need to look at that. That's the sharing part of the menu."
That's awful, because sometimes the sharing part is the best part.
No,
for yourself.
But clearly, I had nobody to share it with.
But there was a bit of controversy recently where a Michelin star restaurant in London charged a solo diner for two dinners. Well, if you're going to charge me for two dinners, I'll take one home in a doggy bag. Thank you very much.
It's a great idea. I think that's the big problem, is that certain restaurants, are they afraid that if one person comes in, are they down on the other seat? But should that not be a thing now where, because it's happening all over Ireland, more and more people are doing it because they want to experience the beautiful food that we have, of putting some sort of a board or putting something in. So if you have a table that's for two people, is there something that can go in between it that you can use the two sides of the table? Like, you don't want to be looking at someone while you're having your dinner. But if it was something in between it, at least then you could have your dinner in peace.
A divider. Okay, well, what about actually sitting down and going on an effective blind date with somebody, that if somebody else is dining solo, I mean, how open would you be to the idea of being stuck at a table with a complete randomer?
It's kind of nice, isn't it? But Margaret, do you kind of find that you kind of just want to, if you're going on your own, you want to enjoy the food on your own. You want to people watch on your own. And I think to get into that zone of being okay, it's kind of like Elizabeth Gilbert, you know, from Eat, Pray, Love. She broke up with her husband and then she went traveling. First of all, she went to Italy. And that's where I started seeing her first. I was like, I want to do this. I want to be the independent. Like, we're afraid to ring doorbells these days. Like, when was the last time you knocked on someone's door or you rang a doorbell? You'd always text on the way up to their house going, "I'm on my way, open the door." So, like, we need to get into that zone where we're comfortable to get in and have a bite to eat wherever, even McDonald's or something like that. You know, start off small and work your way up.
Well, start off with lunch as well, perhaps, yes. Margaret, do you think? Because that is entirely more acceptable to be seen sitting by yourself, and nobody feels uncomfortable doing that in the afternoon, do they?
100%. I mean, a lot of people would be dining their own for lunch anyway, because you've hopped out from work or whatever you're doing. And lunch is a totally different atmosphere to the evening time. But just coming back to what you were saying about with strangers, very often there are long table dinners organized by restaurants, and I love them. And you go and there's 14 other people at the table that you've never met. But I think they're great crack, actually. And, you know, it's a different experience to just being completely on your own. But you're also going there knowing nobody.
Well, because with 14 other people, there's always somebody you're going to be able to make common cause with and enough room to run away from the ones that you don't want to talk to, isn't there?
The There is. But yeah, no, lunch is definitely different to dinner as well. And I just think to be, like Crossy is saying, to be open to, you know, sometimes you're dining on your own and you actually want to be completely on your own. Sometimes I want a bit of conversation. Sometimes I want a bit of crack. Sometimes I want to talk. The people beside me want to discuss the menu. I think it's whatever suits yourself, and that we shouldn't be tied down to whatever we feel, as Crossy was saying, people looking at us. But sure, there's nothing else to be looking at. I mean, it's grand.
I know, exactly. I love Breege in Galway's text on 51551. There's nothing I enjoy more than a solo lunch. My own company never lets me down. I'm in my 50s and I love great food. Talk to me about the food and the tours that you do, Margaret.
Yes, so I do 1 day, 3 day and 5 day tours. The 5 day ones are specifically for solo travellers, actually, because I feel they're a much underrepresented group in many holiday options. And we visit farms during the day, or we go out on mussel boats, or we might go foraging. And then we eat lunch and dinner in restaurants that use the food in the places that we were visiting during the day.
But obviously not as solo diners. I mean, you don't all sit at your own table by yourself, do you? You come together.
No, exactly. So they're kept to a maximum of 10 people. And they would be solo travellers, solo diners, not all single. I always have to say this because people assume they're single and many of them are not. They just have a partner who doesn't want to travel or is not interested in food or whatever. And it's an opportunity to have a different dining experience. Yes, you're going there on your own per se because you're travelling on your own. But you're mixing with other people and you have the conversation and you can, you know, I always think something about dining with a group like that, especially if you don't know them in advance, is you can say, mm-hmm. Oh, you're having the abalone. Well, I'm going to have the lobster and we can discuss it or whatever. But I started them because I went on one in Italy. Like Crossy was saying, Italy is where I started doing it. I did a food tour in Italy and I loved it. And I thought we could do this in Ireland. 5 days of being driven around Connemara and eating and drinking the best of local food is fantastic.
Sure, you'd be fat as fools by the end of it, wouldn't you? Now, listen, I started...
Well, my guests, you say, bring stretchy pants. Yes.
I started off this conversation by being naturally a little bit more sympathetic to you, Margaret, than I was to Crossy going into a restaurant by himself. Am I wrong in that? Am I patronising, or is it something that is easier for men than it is for women? Crossy, what do you think?
I don't think so. I think girls are more confident when it comes to something like this. I think lads, oh, I look like a weirdo, I'm not going to do that. And I've asked a few friends when I knew I was doing this today, and most of the lads were like, no, we wouldn't do it. Like, we'd probably just order a takeaway. We wouldn't have the confidence to go into, you know, like a big restaurant or a niche type restaurant, but the likes of, you know, a small chain, they'd probably go into. And I'm like, why? And they're just like, that's just not us.
Do you know what Irish fellas need to do?
Oh,
get over themselves.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think girls have more confidence and they have this beautifulness of being able to go in and sit there and have and not worry what other people are thinking about. I think it's the perception is that lads don't care, but they do care. I think a lot of lads do, especially their 20s and 30s.
I think it's an age thing, actually. I think that's the crux of it, actually, because you're talking about a different generation to me, and I'd be ever so slightly older than Crossy. But I think that's why a lot of women...
What do you mean then? Do you think that age gives you that kind of, I couldn't give a blue-rinsed flying figgery what anybody thinks luxury?
It can give that, but also, particularly when you're starting out, very often women in their 40s or 50s would have been maybe in a long-term relationship, would have been married. So they were used to dining with somebody else. So going out on their own is more daunting, particularly in the beginning. Whereas, as I say, by the time, you know, after a while you've done it, you don't care. But I do think it's more daunting. Women have said this to me all the time, that they find it much more daunting as they get older to go out, first of all, dining on their own.
Yeah. Do you know what's the most daunting thought of all, though? Is those couples that sit there in complete silence, effectively solo dining, even though there's somebody at the table with them.
Yeah, why they're wasting their money, wouldn't you? I mean, they could eat at home like that.
There's so many of them around Ireland, actually around the world. Yeah. And you just have to go into a restaurant anywhere around Ireland tonight and you can spot them out. And like, they're perfectly in love with each other, but they just have nothing to say. But imagine if you had nothing to say to your other half, you had to spend the whole day with them, and then you go to a restaurant on your own. when you get home or the next time, you're like, well, do you know why I was in blah, blah, blah? You actually have something to talk to them about.
Yeah.
Very good.
You go to separate restaurants and have a talk about it afterwards over the glass of wine that they brought home.
And get on your phones and text each other throughout the course of the meal.
Yeah.
Margaret Leahy, Crossy, thank you both very much. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.